but it's essentially an oversight. It has to do with how you treat legislative employees who, for the first time, will have assumed a range 19 position and will be required to file financial disclosure statements. And it says that the general deadline is February 15th. If you've been a range 19 last year and you continue a range 19 this year, February 15th is your deadline. Okay. If you were a range 15 last year and on January 15th you get promoted to a range 19 or 20 or whatever, you will have 60 days rather than having to act by the February 15th.
Madam Chairman, I withdraw my motion to move this out of committee, and I move amendment number 2.
Their objection, there being no objection, amendment number 2 is accepted. And we have before us.
I'd like to make a motion, Madam Chairman, to move Senate Bill 105 as amendment out of committee if individual recommendations with the company. There is no company.
Oh, I think there is.
The company says no.
$250,000, which we're a little perplexed by. But it,
I moved the accompanying. Fiscal note also.
There being no objection, Senate Bill 105 is moved from Senate State Affairs with individual recommendations. Coming to this vote. Yes.
There were two people
who comment on. Do you still wish to testify?
I would like to make a speech.
Oh, please. Yeah, sure. Come right ahead. I'm sorry.
We didn't have the sign-in sheet.
No,
I should have screened.
Yeah, that's quite okay. I apologize. If you'd just introduce yourself and say you represent, please, for the record.
Yes, Madam Chairman. I'm Neil Slotnick. I'm Assistant Attorney General, and I am the Assistant Attorney General who has the responsibility for implementation of the Executive Branch Ethics Act. I know the hour is late. I will not do a sectional analysis of this amendment, but I would like to go on the record saying the Department of Law opposes this amendment. I have served as the Ethics Attorney in the Department of Law for 3 years under two different administrations, and I would say, based on my experience, that this amendment is bad for state government. It, in my view, waters down an act that has worked well for over 10 years. It complicates an act. It makes it more expensive to administer. And, in fact, in my view, certain sections of this amendment are unconstitutional. I would submit, Madam Chair, that the executive branch is different from the legislative branch, that if the executive branch ethics act is needs amendments, I am by all means open to that, but I submit that we don't know what problem it is that we're trying to fix here, that we should explore that. Let me explain that in my capacity as the ethics attorney, I'm not by any means a full-time employee working on ethics act cases. I'm actually the supervisor of the commercial section. Most of my time, as I think those of you know, is spent in tax litigation. But I supervise all Ethics Act cases. No Ethics Act complaint is dismissed without my knowledge and approval. No Ethics Act case is settled. No Ethics Act accusation is filed without my knowledge and approval. If you have questions, if you've heard criticisms, if you yourselves have criticisms of how the Department of Law has implemented the Executive Branch Ethics Act, I am responsible for that, and I urge you to ask questions of me, to ask questions of the personnel board. Anytime an Ethics Act case is settled or dismissed, a confidential summary has to be submitted to the personnel board. If the personnel board is dissatisfied with some action the Department of Law has taken, they can testify about that. They may not be able to mention names of individuals, as perhaps I would not either in some cases. But I can testify as to what went into the confidential summary that has been submitted to the personnel board. If there's a reason for this amendment, for these changes, I think we need to establish a record, or for any changes. I'm definitely not opposed, in my position as ethics attorney, I'm not opposed to strengthening the executive branch ethics. But I do not believe that this bill is competent. Again, I don't see the need tonight unless open for any questions. I brought along the legislative history of the existing executive branch ethics act. But I would urge this committee to believe there is a need to amend the executive branch ethics act, and there may very well be some good changes and fine tuning we can make to that. Treat that as a separate subject. Don't mix it in with the legislative branch Ethics Act bill that is complicated and confusing enough on its own. Let's have a different vehicle to amend and address the executive branch Ethics Act. Let's establish on the record what the problems are. I'm here to answer some questions to establish that. What problems you have with the executive branch Ethics Act that you would like to fix. But in my view, it's worked well for 10 years. We have a good rate of compliance. And this is going to make it much more complicated, much more confusing, much more expensive to administer.
Are there questions for Mr. Slavitt? Thank you very much. I appreciate your coming here and waiting, certainly. Have we passed this out?
We certainly have.
I've got to go. I'll let you guys. Would you?
No.
Go ahead,
Neil. That's right. I got into the big seat finally.
For the record, my name is Mike McMullen. I'm with the Division of Personnel. The Personnel Board is located in the Division of Personnel. The changes in what I presume is Amendment 1 moved the work of the Executive Branch Ethics Act to the Personnel Board. Personnel Board will mail copies to them. They're just receiving them today. The chairman has called a meeting for next week, which will develop their position, and they will presumably testify to the committee or later committee on the board's position to the bill. And I heard the motion move fiscal note. If it's our fiscal note, I won't say anything more.
It is with your note.
Okay. It will be going to, Mr. Chairman, it will also be going to finance.
Yes.
If it is not his note, there will be adequate time to get it.
The note is going with it and it is going to finance.
Good. I just point out there's a long list, full page and 10 point type. The changes in work and the increase in work that's being involved. It's being assigned to the Personnel Board, which is the justification for this.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. And we do apologize for not getting the sign-in sheet. We had another one up here on the other bill, and we appreciate it. And that bill is passed out of committee, and it will be going to finance. Question. Is Lida coming back?
I don't think so.
Is that a state affairs?
It's adjourned.